Okay, so Bob, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. On the subject of the airport, you both have said, and again, you know, Tom, you'll be able to answer this right after. You both have said you want to boost revenues at the airport and reduce its burden on town taxpayers. But some of the ideas you both have suggested include things the town has already tried that have resulted in little or no success. Some of the examples of that include sharing the cost of the airport with other municipalities or playing with fuel prices. Most people agree the airport's an asset and an important economic engine, but what new ideas do you have that can get the airport in the black that haven't already been tried? And please be as specific as possible.
New areas can be that can be tried would be, well, first of all, the one thing I would like to go ask the county if they would either return some of the tax dollars that the airport generates, or cut the county's tax on the fuel that we sell at the airport. That would be a benefit, be a good benefit to the airport. The other things that the problem with looking for money from other municipalities is that you can only get it at their will. You know, I mean, you have nothing. You really don't have a way to force them to give us more money. So that's something we will always ask them if they'd consider us more in their budget. You know, and now the problem is right now everybody's in the same boat that Harrystown, the village, everybody's in. You know, the money's very tight. And so it's hard for anybody to find extra money to give to one organization. The other areas where it's been mentioned to look at would be like paying for long-term parking. Well, I checked with the Plattsburgh Airport, the international airport up there, the other night, and to create long-term parking there, they had to put up a fence. They had to put up an automatic gate when you go in, an automatic ticket dispenser. So you had a ticket when you went in, and then an automatic gate going out, and an automatic way to pay with a credit card when you go out. That'd be an expense the airport just can't afford. There's other things you can do. You can try and encourage the pilots when they come in to purchase more fuel. You said play with fuel prices. Not really playing with the fuel prices. It's trying to come up with different encouragements for them to get the pilots to buy as much fuel as you can sell them through giving them other services as well. You know, lab services, de-icing, overnight tie downs, and that type of thing.
Thank you. Is that 2 minutes, Peter?
That was good.
Okay. Well, and you'll get 30-second rebuttal after Tom if there's something like that. Okay, you ready? Tom, same question.
It's the same question.
And I can repeat the questions if you need.
No. I think that we need to go to the county. We need to go up there and talk to them. It's a regional airport. It's very important to the entire county and Essex County also. There's got to be things we can do. We need the county's help in running this. It's too big for Harrietstown to bear the burden of the entire cost of that when everyone's using it. There are other options, and Bob just spoke about the long-term rental, and that's, I think, what Plattsburgh might be doing is high-end, where we can just do something much more suitable to our size. There's also, it would take an investment, but leasing out land for hangars, where you get a 30-year lease on a piece of land to put up a hangar and use it, and at the end of 30 years you either sublease it or it gets turned over to the town of Harrietstown. And those are ideas that don't take a huge capital investment, and we can do those. But I do think that one of the things we can do is bring back the meetings that we had, the local meetings on the airport. I think there was a head of steam built up there, some good ideas, and all of a sudden it stopped. And I don't know, have any idea why it stopped, but it did. I think that was good. We had the interest of a lot of people in it, and there was people from Malone here too. And I think that the Malone board is on board with us to help us out. I have heard right from them that they're interested in working with us.
Bob, you've got another 30 seconds. Okay. Do you want to add to?
Well, on the long-term parking, the thing with that is if you're paying someone, if someone's paying you to leave their vehicle in long-term parking, their expectation of security is raised if they're paying for parking. That's why you need a fencing, some kind of security, some kind of patrol to watch it. And there aren't that many cars out there that you would be able to tip for long-term parking. Anyway, the picture you showed your website, Tom, that was the parking lot where the employees park, where the people working in the cafe park, where FBO parks. That's the airport parking lot. The other thing about about leasing the property for hangars, we already do that. That's something that's been going on for as long as anybody can remember. And on the monthly meetings, we have monthly airport meetings, which are open to the public. Anybody can go to them.
Tom, you've got another 30 seconds if you want to use it.
No, go to the next question, please. Okay.